Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
Open up to this beautiful portal to ascension through your portal today. And shall we begin, Jonathan? Well, Jonathan just mentioned that we would be talking about what we call the four pillars of sound. And we know that sound is such an incredible modality, such a beautiful tool that we all possess that can literally shift our consciousness, that can literally take us to higher states of consciousness. So as we are awakening, sound is, everybody can, it's user-friendly. We all have a voice. So we'll start with the four pillars of sound. And I just want to mention,
before that, just to follow up on our dear friend, Stuart Pierce, who was dealing with the angels. Whenever we do a presentation, we bring in the angel of a being that from our purposes is the actual real name of Metatron. And the name means, if you like, sound of God, voice of God, Shamael. So this is the angel of sacred sound. And we're going to do this invocation to bring in the energy of the angel of sound to you.
All right. So We invoke the spirit of Shamael, angel of sacred sound. May the sound of light surround us. May the light of sound guide us. May sacred sound come through us for the harmony of all.
And now we're going to be talking to you first about the four pillars of sound healing. After that, we'll be embodying that through the power of the hum. And finally, we're going to co-create a new energy form with the global guided ohm. So shall we begin? The four pillars, the foundations of sound healing, something that everybody, the sound is taking off on this planet, the likes of which, well, 50 years ago, when I first began planting the seeds of this on the planet, I was hoping it would get to this point, and it has. But a lot of people may be missing some of these pillars. So we're going to share with you for just a few minutes each of them. They're further found in our books, such as The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing and Healing Sounds and the Humming Effect. But for right now, the four pillars. And they begin
with the very first one, and that is, everything is vibration. The second one is, we're going to talk about intention, and intent is powerful. Our third pillar is, we are all unique vibratory beings. And the fourth pillar, silence is golden. And Jonathan and I came up with these four foundational aspects of utilizing sound as a healing modality to really help people to anchor in the actual use of sound and frequencies. So, Jonathan,
the first one, everything is in vibration. In the beginning was the Word, and the Lord said, let there be light. Sound preceding light. If you examine the tenets of the different spiritual traditions, you find throughout our planet, in the most obscure places, this understanding that life, the universe, and everything was created solely through the power of vibration through sound. And indeed, our quantum physicists and our mystic masters are all in agreement. Everything is in vibration. If you like, just a little quick thing about sound. Sound travels as a wave. This wave is measured in cycles a second. It's called its frequency. Scientifically, it's measured as hertz. We hear from around 20 of these vibrations per second to around 20,000. But our friends in the ocean, dolphins, can hear upwards of 180,000 cycles a second. So just because you can't hear anything doesn't mean a sound isn't being created. So if everything is in a state of vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to planets and distant galaxies moving around their sun, everything is in a state of vibration. This includes our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue, every part of our body is in a state of, if you like, healthy, normal, harmonic resonance. We're like the symphony of the self that is being played by the body. But what happens if the second violin player loses their sheet music? They begin to play out of ease, out of harmony. We say they are, that this part of the body, if you like, that is akin to that, is diseased. So the basic idea of using sound as a healing modality is simply to give the string player back their sheet music and have them play in tune, or basically somehow project the correct resonant frequency back to the body.
It is that simple. And I do want to talk about the two particular ways that we actually experience sound and how sound affects us. The first one is what we call psychoacoustics. And this is where we're actually listening and we're hearing sounds. The sound travels in through our auditory pathway up into our brain, and that affects our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration. So just the simple act of listening, when we are listening to specific sounds and music that has been created with the intention for healing, that is a psychoacoustic experience. The other way that sound affects us is through vibroacoustics. That is where the sound goes directly into the body at a cellular level. Jonathan just held up a tuning fork, and that's a good example of
listening, psychoacoustics, into the body, vibroacoustics.
And later on in our program this morning, we are going to be talking about an important sound, humming, which we're conscious humming, which we have discovered really is the most powerful vibroacoustic sound that we are able to make. So those are two ways that we're always experiencing sound.
And just as another little thing, we talked about the fact that the idea of using sound is to put something into balance. And believe it or not, this whole idea is found in all the different alternative holistic therapies, whether it's chiropractic, acupuncture, chromotherapy, light, all these different things, they're all based upon creating balance. Okay, so that's the first one. Everything is vibration. Number two.
Intention. Intent is powerful. And whatever thoughts you are holding while you are involved with sound on whatever level is absolutely as important in our experience as the sound. And about, I think, 45 years ago, Jonathan created a formula: frequency, the sound, plus intent, the intentions that we're holding, equals healing. Frequency plus intent equals healing. And of course, we have found that it is as relevant, more relevant today. And
let me just tell a little quick story. I'll make this very fast because we are time compressed on a level. But I had a pile of papers about yohai from different systems of using sound for healing from different traditions. And this included the chakras and sound, the organs in our body and sound from different spiritual masters, teachers, healers, all this. And I was going to put them together and create the first, if you like, encyclopedia of what sound to use for what particular thing. The thing was, didn't go together. the different systems. You'd have Dr. X using a particular frequency for one organ, Dr. Y using totally different set of frequencies for the same organ. You would have Spiritual Master A using a particular set of frequencies for one chakra, or a particular mantra for one chakra, and another set of frequencies or mantras for a different chakra, and a different spiritual master would be using something completely different. I was totally in a state of, how can this be? How can this be? And this voice said, it is not only the frequency of the sound, but the intention of the person making and creating the sound. So indeed, as Andy said, frequency plus intent equals healing. And now we have people like Wayne Dyer, who've done the his extraordinary power of intention, or Dr. Bruce Lipton talking about the biology of belief, Joe Dispenza talking about you are the placebo. So all of these, you know, different people, the idea of intentionality is now pretty well accepted. And we want you to realize that we can really encode almost any sound with a particular consciousness and have that effect.
And Jonathan, that takes us now to the third pillar of sound. We are all unique vibratory beings. And the way in which that we experience sound is going to be very particular to our spirit. We are all unique expressions of spirit. So we are going to experience sound in that way. And it's interesting, because I know when Jonathan and I are teaching, and we'll often ask the group in the workshop, how many people are allergic to penicillin? And we'll get about a fourth of the group allergic to penicillin, which means that for those people, penicillin could be extremely toxic. For the rest of the group, it could be life-saving. So it just is an example, just a little description of how we are unique. And so we really want to honor our uniqueness with sound.
And, you know, if you think about it, whether it's a pharmaceutical drug or a supplement, a sound or a food, not everybody likes the same thing. That's because we're all unique and different. And we really need to honor that, because if you are working with anything, whether it's sound or you name it, if you're having a good reaction, fabulous. But if you're not having a good reaction, you need to honor yourself. There are a million sounds on the planet. There are a million different supplements and foods. Not everything is going to work the same for everyone.
There are just simply no magic frequencies, we're sorry to say, but how you experience it, that's where the magic is. And then our fourth pillar, we have included silence.
We're going to do, that would probably be it.
You want
silence. Now, I just wanted to suggest.
Okay.
I just wanted to suggest that with our uniqueness, it is just so very, very important to be aware of our own personal resonance. We all have different, as Stuart was saying, we all have different vibrational levels, and they're not all the same. That's so important. Can't stress that enough. We are all unique. Thank you. Sorry, Andy. Okay.
You had a little more to say there, honey. So now we'll go to our fourth pillar, and that is silence is golden. And I have to say that this is my favorite one, because I love to be in silence. And what we know is that when we are in silence, that is when the shifts and the changes really have the opportunity to work their magic.
And it's really, it's interesting. I like to say that silence is the yin to the yang of sound. And indeed, it took me about 20 years being in this field, because we become so enamored with sound. We don't realize that if we get into a place of silence that allows the sound to encode and make the, if you like, shifts and changes. If we're in a particular frequency level moving around, then we move to another frequency level that's not necessarily going to give the sound the time to encode itself. But if we're in a state of silence after the sound. So whenever we work with sound, we really allow ourselves to be in silence to encode and resonate and go deep.
And it's really in that silence that we are able to listen to our own inner wisdom. And something that I think is really interesting is that the word listen and the word silent are anagrams. Yeah. They have the exact same letters in them. And so when we really focus on listening and in the silence, it can be such a beautiful tool for helping us to bring in balance into our lives.
Mm-hmm. So once again, we're going to just basically, four pillars are, one, everything is in a state of vibration. Everything is in vibration.
Two, intent is powerful. The thoughts that you are holding when you are making sound really make a difference.
Three, we are all unique vibratory beings. Honor who and what you are.
And lastly, the fourth pillar, silence is golden. Remembering that after you have been in a sound experience, that silence is so valuable, helping us to on our healing journey.
Nice. We're now going to move into working with the power of the hum, because this is a sound that we have found everybody can use. And we wanted to share with you our, if you like, work with conscious humming, because whether I have worked with so many different sounds, overtones, Tibetan deep voice, harmonics, you name it. And we found that when teaching the really most viable sound that we can work with, that everybody can work with, is the hum.
Well, we wanted to come up with information that would get sound out to the most people in a more generic way, if you will, because a lot of people thought, you know, I can't work with sound. I'm not a singer. I'm not a musician. And we really wanted to kind of dispel that myth. And so we thought, what is the one sound that literally everyone can make? And we kind of looked at each other and we just went, Now, we'd been working with the hum many times, but we thought, let's put it together in a book, which we did, and that was what I held up. It's called The Humming Effect, and we have a lot of information. In fact, the whole first chapter of our book is nothing but peer-reviewed research in how important humming, conscious humming, can be.
And we're going to tell you about that in a second, but here's one of the reasons why a lot of people, and once again, we've worked with so much sound, but a lot of people, we feel it's so important to have a sound practice. But a lot of people are so judgmental about their voice. And the one sound that everybody makes, and they're not judgmental about it, is the hum. So that was why we focused on it. As we dove deeply into the energy of the hum, we found out some amazing things, including these physiological benefits.
And the physiological benefits range from lowering our blood pressure, our heart rate, bringing in hormones such as melatonin and oxytocin. Mm-hmm. And it also releases nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator.
Indeed. And nitric oxide it's wonderful. It's a vasodilator and it's also an antiviral agent. So when you hum, literally, you get 15 times the amount of nitric oxide that is normally created. And that's actually a pharmaceutical level that'll get rid of a lot of bacteria and viruses in your nasal cavity before they encode in other places in the body. So it can be very therapeutic. And Andy, one of the things I just want to bring out again is the fact that you can, by doing just, we're going to show you how to do this, 3, 4, 5 conscious hums, and then be in silence. You can lower your blood pressure 10, 20 points, which is a pharmaceutical level. People tell us all the time how they utilize this. So if you're stressed out and you just take a couple of minutes to do conscious humming,
It can make such a difference. And we all know that we are living in a culture that it's very easy to get stressed and to feel anxiety and frustration and anger, et cetera, et cetera. And the very fact that we all have within us the ability to even just stop for a few seconds and begin to do conscious humming, we can shift out of that stressful state into a state of balance.
And a couple other things, because people into sound, you get the release of oxytocin when you hum.
Which is the trust hormone.
You know, so.
And it's interesting because when we are, you know, teaching workshops and the groups are, you know, all humming and working with all many sounds, but they begin to feel this real sense of connection, and that separation begins to dissolve. And that is really because of the release of oxytocin, because we begin to trust the people that we're around. We begin to trust ourselves.
Yeah. And you also, a lot of people are aware of the vagus nerve, which literally works with the parasympathetic nervous system, which deals with the fight or flight response. And bottom line is that the hum is a really powerful way of dealing with the vagus nerve and inducing deep states of rest and tranquility. Mm-hmm. So bear with us as we continue into this journey of the most powerful self-created sound. All right.
Okay. So what I would like to say at this point is that as a psychotherapist, holistic psychotherapist, what I love so much about conscious humming is that you can do it really virtually anytime by yourself and shift and change out of that stress. So, you know, you can't always get to a therapist. You can't always get to a friend that can help you out, but you always have yourself. And that's what's such a beautiful thing about conscious humming. And it may sound very, very simple, which it actually is, but it's also very, very effective. It is as effective as it is simple.
Totally. And just as the thing, in case you think that the hum, well, everybody can do it, and that's true, but get this. A lot of you are into yoga, and there's a book called The Yoga Sutras by Patanjali. And Sutra 1.27 basically says, this is my translation of Swami Satchidananda's translation of it, basically, the original sound of creation was pranava, the humming of prana. They had to give it a name, so they called it om. So later on, we're going to be doing a global om. But really, the om came from the hum, the original sound of creation.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And also, part of conscious humming, one of the main parts of it is breath and breathing. Yeah. And of course, when we combine, you know, a deep diaphragmatic breath, you know, and then we hum, that is what, you know, really stimulates the vagus nerve and really brings in that sense of relaxation. So as we are breathing, you know, and diaphragmatic breaths, and, you know, we call them belly breaths. You know, as we do that breathing, we are really bringing into our bodies that relaxation mode.
Indeed. Breath is the, if you like, breath is the essence of life. Prana is breath. And sound is breath made audible. So you really want to begin with breath and deep, nice breathing for when you're working with the conscious hum. And now we're going to give you the seven, if you like, aspects of the conscious hum that we'd like you to do before we actually try it, just so you can have this experience.
So these are the protocols for humming. And the first one is you want to check yourself out. Where are you right now? Mm-hmm. You know, are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling just great? We, you know, just check yourself out. And that's just what we do anyway when we're working with sound. And then we're going to take that deep, nice, deep, relaxed, diaphragmatic breath. We're going to breathe into our belly. And then after we take that breath, then we, the hum comes out.
The next one is keep your lips closed. This is, if you like, pretty important because if you go, mwah, it's not a hum. That's when we work with the omens. But want to go, here, play a game with me, would you? We want you to basically hum. And one of the, if you like, phenomena of humming simply is that we want you to hum on one note. We want you to hum at a comfortable pitch. We'll go over that in a minute. But just right now, hum at a note that's probably in your conversational voice range. A lot of people are looking for their signature sound. It's probably within the normal range of your voice, believe it or not. So let's all just do a hum and pinch your nose as you're humming. Watch this. Try it. You can't hum if your nose is pinched. Now, if you didn't know that about the hum, do you think perhaps there are some other aspects that might be, you know, important, other secrets of sound that might be found in the hum? So once again, check yourself out, deep and relaxed breath, keep your lips closed, hum on one note. You don't want to do the 1812 overture or whatever. You just want to hit, because that's one frequency. You're going to be resonating this frequency. You're going to hum at a comfortable pitch. You're going to hum 4 or 5 times, because that's really what's necessary to really encode yourself with the sound, and then be in silence for an equal amount of time. Shall we try it, my dear?
I would love to, because I'd love to give our audience an experience, because as we know, once you experience a particular sound or whatever the experience is, you really begin to get it because it's personal for you. So
we'll begin. Don't forget to check yourself out.
Excuse me just a minute, Jonathan.
All right.
Okay.
So, you ready? Shall we?
Are we ready? So I always like to begin by asking people to close their eyes. Close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing. Breathing in.
And breathing out.
Breathing in and breathing out. And really begin to feel your body relaxing just a bit. Breathing in and out. And now we're going to take a nice deep belly breath. We're going to breathe in. And as we breathe out, that is on the exhale, is where you'll make your sound. So everyone, let's take a nice deep breath and hum. Nice deep breath and taking another nice deep breath, breathing in and taking a nice deep breath and
And one more.
Nice deep breath. And now we'll be in silence for just a few moments.
Checking yourself out, seeing if you notice any difference in the way you feel. You may feel very blissed out, very relaxed.
And tuning in to your inner wisdom at this moment.
We'd like to suggest that you can do an exercise like this every day or before you have a stressful event, and it's almost an instantaneous way of chilling out. It's that simple and that important. And as we go through all these extraordinary vibratory evolutionary shifts and changes that are occurring, they can at times cause a little, shall we say, anxiety and stress in us, and the hum is just a brilliant tool.
And noticing that while we did that brief five hums, of course, when you have the time, you can, you know, do a lot of, you can do it for 5 minutes, you can do it for 1 minute. But I think just knowing that you can do it even for 30 seconds and you will begin to feel a shift and a change.
Right. And we're now going to be basically working with you with a video, because a lot of our purpose is to create vibratory shift on our planet using sacred sound. And there's a phenomena, if you like, and it's called heart-brain coherence, where your heart and your brain synchronize together.
And what we do know, and that is thanks to the incredible research and work that HeartMath has done, and we now know that we have an electromagnetic field around our heart as we have around our brain. But the electromagnetic field around our heart begins to expand when we are in coherence. And how do we get into coherence? We get into coherence by our focusing on our breathing and holding thoughts of positivity,
appreciation,
compassion,
gratitude,
loving kindness. So holding those thoughts while we are breathing and focusing on our heart.
And then we take it a step further and we add the element of sound, because you know what? There's a reason why the different prayers on our planet are vocalized, are whispered, chanted, spoken, or sung. Because sound amplifies the power of prayer. So when we make these prayers, when we do this, and for those of you who don't know about it, there's something called the Global Consciousness Project, which is out of Princeton, New Jersey, and has found that events of high compassion literally are measurable, and they basically work to interface with what I call the Gaia consciousness, the energy field of our beloved Mother Earth. So when, in fact, we do an event once a year called World Sound Healing Day on February 14th. And that is just a great thing where thousands and thousands of people come together in different places through the internet and live to literally co-create sacred sound to interface with the vibrational field of the Earth. And it makes a difference. And right now we're going to be watching a video. And just listen to, if you like, the directions that Andy is going to give you, because her directions will put you into a deep state of heart-brain coherence. And then we're all going to om together.
And we do want to mention two things, that when we get to the portion of the guided meditation where we are all going to be toning together, we do ask that wherever you are, if it's possible, to out loud to tone along with us, and be sure to and stay in your comfort zone when you are working with your voice with any sound. And usually, as I think Jonathan has mentioned, it can be in the conversational voice area. So I'll be guiding you step by step through this guided global meditation.
If you like, close your eyes. So there's some wonderful imagery of the earth spinning, and we can just direct our energy, our light and love through sound to the Gaia Matrix. And Alan or Neil, who's ever going to do it, if you can run the video, run the show right now, we're ready.
Yep, there
we go.
The purpose for this meditation is to project a sound encoded with the energies of light and love, and project healing to the Gaia Matrix, our beloved planet Earth. We will first create coherence between our heart and our brain. This effect will further be amplified by the power of the Om that you will be toning along with later, bringing more light and love into your body, mind, and spirit for health and wellness. And now, begin to focus on your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Slowly, breathing in and out. And as you're breathing in and out, imagine or visualize that you're breathing in and out through your heart. As you're breathing in and out through the area of your heart, remembering that it is love that breathes each breath, and it is love that causes each beat of our heart. Continue breathing slowly, breathing in and out in this manner. And now I'd like you to call to mind something that has brought you a great deal of appreciation, gratitude, something that you are feeling very good about. This might be an experience with another person. Perhaps it's a beautiful sunset. It may be a beloved pet, a spouse, but it is something that has brought you loving kindness and gratitude and appreciation. And as you're breathing in and out through your heart, feeling this appreciation, feeling this gratitude, you're creating a beautiful coherence between your heart and your brain. And your heart, through this coherence, is expanding, getting larger and larger, and connecting with all the heart and loving energy on our planet in this moment. This is just a wonderful way of creating a very powerful heart activation, and you'll be amplifying this with the sound of the Om. Continue breathing slowly and deeply while feeling appreciation and gratitude, and imagining your breath going in and out through your heart. Visualize this energy and begin to sense a radiant light around you that is permeating every cell of your body and resonating your heart chakra. In a moment, we'll begin to gently sound forth with the power of the Om. And as you do this, visualize the planet Earth as a holographic image floating in front of you. Imagine bathing the Earth in a healing field of light and love that you are creating through your sacred sound. Now, let us begin to make the heart sound of the Om, bringing the energy of global harmonization, peace, and healing to our beloved planet, Earth. Visualizing all the light and love through sound that you have manifested, resonating and bringing to Earth and yourself to a deep state of healing.
When you feel ready, open your eyes and know that you have contributed to personal and planetary healing.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.